And when you speak the E, you can speak it in a way a German would speak E in a way that he refers to his vertical soul. He speaks E and he centers and he concentrates like this. And when the German says E, you see it already in my mouth, it becomes broader. The tongue, the energy draws things like this. E. E, you can try it. E, huh? And the interesting thing is that in this energy, you also can say E. You can have this energy and let it still sound E. E. Yeah? And that's more what we do now. We have an E, which is this E. And it's exactly what in German the E is. And when you want to have this energy, where the Germans say I, then you say I. And when in English you say I, you also arrive in this. But the English language is doing it as a process. I. And in the German language, just step in a different way into it and you just say I. So what we do today is we do the E, but with this energy, left and right, this correspondence. And now I invite you to join for your listening on E, with E. And please remember the theme is we want to come to peace, to inner rest. But because the world lives from contradictions or exists from contradictions, we also will have very lively exercises. But the aim always is to come to an inner way of observing things and inner movements. And for this reason, we start again with the right and left column. But we do not make a step now. Just go into your right column. Feel your right column. Relax the left side and feel the right side. And then come back to the middle. Let your breath react. It was a little bit quick. We know we feel ourselves first. But we do this now and then we continue to the left. Step into your left column. Feel the left column. And then come back to your center. Let your breath react if it wants to. Make a little step forward just to start anew. And the thing now is we do not do an outward movement as we did right column, but we notice inwardly we step into the right column. So we know, I experienced the little Theodore which moves into this column. Yeah, okay. So let's step again into the right column. We knock at the door, open the door, we step in it, we look around. How nice. We say goodbye. We leave it. We close the door. We are at the center. The breath reacts. We do the same to the left. I go to my left column. I enter my left column. I am in my left column. And then I leave it and come back to my center. Let the breath react. Yeah? So we start now to observe this invisible movements a little bit more. But the space can be big, or so outwardly, we do not move very much. Then, after having experienced those two columns, just imagine you are a sort of a cupboard, a broom cupboard with two doors on it, yeah? And there's a broom and there's something else in there. And then again, have the feeling that in the one department of the cupboard, the right department, where the shelves are, just use your hand and put your hand against this cupboard. Feel your right column. It can also be the left one, yeah? Feel the column as if it would be a cupboard and touch it with your hands. And then give a little bit of energy in your hand, stretch the fingers a little bit and just push the column, the cupboard, towards the left column. As if you could push it into it. And notice what's happening to your body and to your breath. And then when you let go, the hand can come back nearly as if by itself. Take the other arm, put it on the other side of the cupboard, of the broom cupboard. Feel the surface, give a little bit of energy, start pushing. And push the left, or the left column in my case, into the right, or towards the right column. That they penetrate each other. And then let go. Make a little step forward just to start anew. Let the breath react. And if you just do this movement, it can easily happen that it bends you. But if you stay, if you feel yourself, you will notice that something else happens. It does not bend you, but on the contrary. Let's try it again. One hand at the right side of, in my case, the right column. I start pushing it towards the left, bringing it there. What happens in my left column now? And in my body. And I let go. Then I do the same on the other side. Hand on the column. Starting pushing carefully. Noticing what's happening when they meet. And let carefully go. The breath reacts to a step forward or backward. You don't have to do this, but if you feel like it, it's more fresh then. And now let's do that together. We just use both hands. We put them on both sides of the broom cupboard. So two columns. We try to have good contact to the sideboards and then we start pushing the one to the left side, the other one to the right side. And then I even can try, okay, I'm there, okay, I feel what's happening. And then I even use my underarms that they touch. And it's a little bit of if I would could lock it, that okay, just can't stay. I feel how my underarms touch and make this new way of feeling my energies durable, lasting. And then I let slowly go and allow this energy to stay. And the breath to react. Now, third exercise. We are not going into how to build the e-gestures. There are many aspects there's a complete video in the course where you can look at this. A basic principle is that in a way you grasp into the energies of the right and left world, you are connected with your heart, and then you bring these energies to a crossing. Then you go back to your heart, and despite of your arms are bent, you ray through your arms and hands, make them ray out. And you make this heart energy raying there. Yeah, the left one rays to the right, and the right one rays to the left side. And I try to do it from out my heart, after having built it in a calm way. And now the exercises that we have also in this module, a little bit of fun, that we do this with your legs, you with your legs, I with mine. I stand upright. I feel relaxed. And just by feeling my body, I feel my body carries me. I just sense into the side. I use my legs to have contact with what's there. And then I cross my legs and press it a little bit against the standing leg. I go back to my heart. I ray through my leg and through my lower leg in such a way that this raying stretches my feet and even my toes. So I use my heart forces to raise through my lower leg and to let energy flow from the right side to the left side, stretching my foot. Place your foot if you are still standing. You can place it much earlier if you want to. Let's try it with the other one. And if you need to hold to a wall or to a bookshelf or anything, don't hesitate to do this. Stand upright, feel good. You know what's coming. Fun. You just make a sway with this leg. You bring this energy from this side along with you, and you cross your leg. You go back to your heart. You ray through there and use your heart to let energy flow from this side to this side, stretching your feet and toes. And then you try to start. We place the foot again. Next step is, I explain it standing, that you press the feet, the legs, in a way against each other, that you have the feeling they start resting on each other. They start to meet. And then you feel the resonance even in your heart. That's the exercise. We do it two more times. To the side, bring the energy along, put your leg, use the forces of your heart to ray through your leg and stretching your feet and toes with the leg. Make your legs rest on each other. Feel this quality also in your heart. And place your foot. And please remember what I said. Even I was wobbling now. I was also wobbling. That's not important. What we try is important. Despite of all the wobbling, we try to ray from one side to the other by using the forces of the heart. We try to bring something about which might be similar to resting on each other. And we even try to feel a little bit of resonance, what we try to achieve up there. So you need a lot of fantasy, and making up and is allowed. Last time. We cross in front, and you can even press a little bit towards the back, because it creates uprightness. And let go. So if you do this, remember, it's not a gesture, it's not a pose, yeah, which you can have maybe in other sports or something where you meditate the gesture. But we try to get this meeting of those polar gestures, the standing leg, the crossing one, the standing one, the pressing one, and bring these forces to rest and experience something of it in our heart, because we are struggling such a lot. So that's what we are interested in. In all this, lots of things going on, finding a place of peace. Okay, fourth exercise. The E, all the E's have to do with the right and left. Most of them. You also have the E, which comes from here. It's meeting. It's meeting of opposites. You have the E, which is meeting from inner and outer. But the archetype is this. And when we now do the big E, that's just this crossing, the going into the right, into the left. But how do we do it without losing ourselves? Put one arm just to the side. Imagine that this arm does not stop on the shoulder where it begins, but it begins at the opposite shoulder. So maybe touch this shoulder a little bit that you feel it. And then stretch this arm out and have the feeling it pulls at the opposite shoulder. So you pull with your arm, your shoulder closer. And then let go. Let your breath react if it wants to. Don't suppress it. Help it. Enjoy it. Do the same with the other arm. Have it there. Feel that it begins at the opposite shoulder. And then let it grow, let it grow, let it go out, out, out. But it's pulling this shoulder towards you. Yeah, I really feel it now. It's really creating pressure. And then I let go. We do it one more time, both of them. Let's explain in the videos. You will see it with colors and everything. The arm goes there. I feel that it's fixed to this shoulder. I start going out and I pull this shoulder that I really feel it's pushed against my body. It's coming closer. I let go. And because it's taking place in the etheric, it's not so logical anymore that either the breath reacts so strongly. Again, connect with your shoulder and only then start going out. Okay. And now that was just preparation. What we want to do now is to do it with both arms at the same time. And what's happening then? So take both arms like this. Remember, this arm starts here and this arm starts there. And what happens now, if we have the hands and then we go out and this arm pushes this shoulder closer and this arm pulls this shoulder closer, and I go out, I go out, I go out, and I go out, and then I let go. Can you touch a little bit that if you do it this way, it does not pull you apart, but it actually forms contentment and container. It really gives you a center. It strengthens your center. So what we practice here is we go out stronger and stronger. But through this, if you know how to do it, the center becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. A last time, both arms. Connect this arm with this shoulder. This arm with that shoulder. And now let them go out further. But be aware, pull your shoulders in there and there. Go out and concentrate. Be concentrated at the same time. Become concentrated. and let go. Okay. Now, I want, before we go on, just a few explanations, because for those of you who know it, it's very, very easy. But for those who do not know what I'm talking about, then you must say, what is he talking about? And that's now when we look at the five-pointed star. The five-pointed star has such a lot to do with the E, because it's just, if you can draw it, yeah, with your hands on a piece of paper without stopping, and it's constantly crossing. I show it to you. Let's just start there at the head. You can just imagine it's a sort of picture of a human being, a head on top and arms left and right and 2 feet below, just a sketch of it, but you can feel it. And then you can, and that's my suggestion to do, go to the right foot if this person is looking at us. Yeah. And then we go, we can continue drawing to the left arm. Then we again cross over to the right arm. Then we cross to the left foot. And only then we come back to the middle. It's a crossing, crossing, crossing. If we want to walk it, we must somewhere begin, and then we must draw it the other way around that we can walk it. But that's not a five-pointed star which we turned on the head, but you can imagine it's a human being lying on the beach, the feet pointing towards the sea, the arms open to the sun, feeling the warm sand, and the head, yeah, resting, listening to what's going on in the coffee shop close to the road, yeah? So really a very enjoyable time. And then this figure is quasi in front of us on the beach. And then we walk, and I suggest let's make 3 little steps towards the right foot. Then we cross over to the left. Then we cross again to the right arm. Then we cross forward to the left foot, and then we come back. Only then we are in the middle again. And I show it once a last time, and then I would like to do it with you. We start at the head, walk 3 steps to the right foot, cross to the left arm, cross to the right arm, cross to the left foot, come back to the head. Yeah, so we go to one column, to the other, and in the end, I suggest let's walk a circle and take serious that what we have experienced in these corners is not gone, but when we walk, we still feel what is there. This also, to finish the eurythmy, I would like to do with you. Okay. And now what I normally don't do, I do not mirror you. But now, because it could become too confusing, I will mirror you. So when I say I go to the right foot, I go there. Then you see me going to the right. For me, it's to the left. But it might help now to imagine. And in the video, it's clearly drawn how to do it. You can see it very easily. So just stand upright. Feel yourself in the center, both columns. Walk 3 small steps towards the left foot of the figure. Arrive and feel your left column. Walk 3 little steps to the left arm now. And arrive and feel your left column. Continue, walk, cross over to the right arm and feel your right column. Continue to the left foot, 3 steps, and feel your left column. Come back slightly to the right, to the head, arrive, feel both columns. So it's a process constantly changing. Right column, left column, right column, left column, both. And it's not important how many steps you make. I just suggested for a small room, 3 steps is fine. And when we repeat it now, do not just feel the column, because we want to start to feel our inner movement. Try to feel how you enter the column, and the leg just follows in the end. We are at the head. We walk to the right foot. We enter the right column. We walk to the left arm. We enter the left column. We walk to the right arm. We enter the right column. We walk to the left foot. We enter the left column. We walk back to the head. We arrive in both columns. And the breath reacts slightly in my case. How does the body feel now? And now let's walk just one circle around this 5-pointed star, and the columns which we have created, as if they would still be there. Let's feel like that. And like you have a musical gong or something, when you pass them, yeah? In a way, they are hit, or you just feel them resounding, or you just notice them, whatever you would like to. And choose any direction. I start. Okay, here is a column. Here I feel you. Here you are. Yes. And arrive. Feel both columns. In the beginning, you might like to stop when you reach a column, and when you are more experienced, you just walk your circle and you feel them when you pass them. Okay, these are the eurythmy exercises, and please use them for experimenting, and whatever you do, keep in mind, it's to perceive your inner forces more and more. On the outward aspects of the exercise becomes less and less important. This is especially difficult when you do the E with the legs, which is so much challenging outwardly, but also there, look for the inner aspects of it.